Blog Talk Radio.
This conference is being recorded.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and thank you so much for joining us on this morning here at the Message of Christ Church. And we're excited this morning, amen, praise God, hallelujah, because this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it, amen. So I'm excited, amen, this morning to come before you. But before we get started this morning, I just want you to go into a praise, amen, and we will, hallelujah, begin, shortly, amen, hallelujah. I will be back, and we will begin, amen. But while we're waiting, amen, praise God, go ahead on and text somebody, email them, amen, praise God, Facebook them, amen, praise God, hallelujah, three-way them, whatever means necessary, amen, but have them come to the line this morning, amen, praise God, because there is a word from the Lord on this morning, so you guys go ahead and do that, amen, and I'll be with you shortly. God bless you.
Unmuted.
Praise the Lord. Thank you for calling into the Message of Christ Church. Please remain on the line. Our broadcast will be starting soon. Thank you.
Muted.
Amen. We're excited that you decided to join us here this morning, praise God, for a time in the Word. Amen. Praise God. This is our Word Week. Amen. Power in the Word Week. Amen. And there is a word from the Lord for us this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, before we get into our Word, amen, I just want to make a couple announcements, amen, for you to make notations of. Amen. And one thing I just want you to know, if you're joining us for the first time, God bless you. God bless you. And thank you so much for joining us on our Mega Prayer Hour. Amen. We're here Monday through Friday at 6 o'clock a.m. Central Standard Time. We're also here on Monday evenings at 7 o'clock p.m. We're here Sunday mornings at 8 o'clock a.m. for a time of Bible study. On Monday evenings at 7, we're here for our Miracle Monday. Amen, praise God, and we invite you to join us at each and every time that we're on this conference line. Amen, praise God, because truly it's a blessing. Amen, it's a blessing from the Lord. Amen, prayers, is going forth. Amen, miracle signs and wonders are following. Amen, and then we're being, amen, let down into the deep secrets of the Word. Amen, praise God. So please join us at all of our times. Amen, that we're on this conference line. And if you would like to share this conference line with others, you may be joining us on this morning by way of the internet, and you would like to share this number with others, amen, the conference line number is 641-715-3670. Our access code is 420123. You can find all of this information out by visiting us on our website, amen, themessageofchrist.net. Amen. And also SiriusStaplesMinistries.com. Also, if you would like to email us, you can email us at messageofchrist@yahoo.com. If you would like to contact our ministry, you can, our contact number, our ministry number is 773-609-2071. Contact us. Amen. Praise God. Whatever it is that you desire to know about the ministry, you can find that out. Amen. Praise God. If you would like prayer, you can just leave us your prayer request, and we will definitely be touching and agreeing on that prayer request. We regret that we will not be returning the call. Amen. Praise God, because we have a high volume of, you know, our ministry team. Amen. Our prayer warriors. Amen. We're busy. Amen. But we will, hallelujah, touch and agree with you on your prayer request. Amen. Praise God. Also, if you would like to correspond with us by way of mail, you can send that to Message of Christ Church, Post Office Box 390-762, and at Chicago, Illinois, 60639. Amen. Praise God.
Also, if you would like to join our intercessory team, please give us a call, and we'll give you the directions and instructions on how you can do that as well. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we're excited. Amen. Also, let me remind you that on Tuesday, amen, our pastor, amen, is going forth, amen, at 12 noon, amen. And on Thursdays, amen, we're here, amen. Our website, amen. And then befriend our pastor on Facebook, and you can find out the information how you can join us on Thursday at 7 o'clock p.m. Amen. Praise God on the conference line. Praise God. So we're excited. Amen. We're excited about the things that God is doing here at the Message of Christ Church. And we thank God. Amen. Praise God for our overseer, our shepherd, our leader. Amen. Apostle. Amen. Apostle Sylvia Staples. Amen. Praise God. Being the woman of the fivefold ministry. Amen. Walking in all the offices. Amen. And she's doing it very well. She's a teacher. Amen. She's a pastor. She's a prophetess. She's an apostle. Amen. Praise God. She baptizes. Amen. Praise God. And so she's covered in all the fivefold. Amen. Gifts. Amen. God thank you for all of the areas. Amen. To be very, very effective in. And we thank God for that. Amen. Because she's a powerful woman of God. Amen. So we would like to invite you to join us. Amen. Praise God. Our services is being held now. Amen. At the Bucktown Wicker Park Library. Amen. Praise God. In the 1707 North Milwaukee. The 1707 North Milwaukee. So you can give us a call, and because we're not there every Saturday. Most times we're there on Saturday, amen, from 12 noon to 3 p.m. But you give us a call, and we'll let you know, because we go out to different various places. Amen. Our ministry is the outreach ministry. Amen. So we go to the hedges and the highways. So give us a call if you would like to know what times and what dates, amen, that we are at the Bucktown Wicker Park Library. Amen. Once again, that location is 1707 North Milwaukee. Praise God. Also, coming up, amen, praise God, we're excited about what God is doing. So, coming up, amen, October the 23rd, we will be in a Women's Fall Conference, and that will be in Carroll, Illinois, and it will be held at the Grace Christ Fellowship under the leadership of Pastor Jordan. Amen. So if you are in any of the surrounding areas, we invite you to join us, amen, there at this great, amen, fall conference that will be going on. Our pastor is definitely the guest speaker. We'll be hosting that conference, amen, down in Carroll, Illinois. Praise God. So God is sending us to the north, south, east, and west, and we're excited about it. Amen. We're so excited about the places that God is sending us. Amen. Praise God. Also, mark your calendars for October the 29th. Amen.
Praise God.
October the 29th. Amen. We'll be in our prophetic conference. Amen. And these conferences is so anointed and appointed, and God has such an awesome word. And hallelujah. People are slain. They are delivered. The captives are set free. Amen. Praise God. And we just have an awesome and a mighty time in God. Amen. At these prophetic conferences. Amen. And so this year, our prophetic conference is held on October the 29th. That's a Saturday. Amen. Praise God. And we will be at the New Jehovah Missionary Baptist Church under the leadership of Pastor James E. Rogers. Amen. That's 1101 South Austin. Amen. That's A-U-S-T-I-N. A-U-S-T-I-N. South Austin Boulevard. Amen. And that's in the city of Chicago. Amen. So if you're in the outlying areas, amen, make your plans now to join us, amen, for this prophetic conference. It's definitely going to be powerful, amen, and we'll be there from 11 to 3, amen, 11 to 3 on October the 29th, amen. That's the last Saturday, amen, in this month. So just mark your calendars for all these events, amen. If you have any questions, give us a call, amen, at our ministry line. Amen. And that number once again is 773-609-2071. Amen. We love to see your face in the place. Amen. Praise God. So we're excited this morning. Amen. Praise God to come before you. Amen. I am your mediator, your host. Amen. I am just a vessel. Amen. That God is going to speak to. Amen. In this hour. Amen. In our power of the word week. Amen. Praise God. And I give God all the glory, honor, and praises for all things. Amen. Praise God. All things and that he's doing. Amen. That he's saying, that he's speaking. Amen. Praise God. In this time and in this season. Amen. Praise God. So we want to just, amen, go before the throne of grace. Amen. Praise God. And we just want to allow God to come in. Amen. We want to usher in the spirit of the living God. Amen. We want to welcome him in. Hallelujah. May God. Hallelujah. So that he can have his way on this morning through his word. Amen. Praise God. So if you just don't mind, let's just turn our minds and our hearts. Amen, towards heaven at this time. Most gracious Father, we come before you this morning thanking and praising you, glorifying and magnifying you, God, giving you all praises and honor, amen, because you're truly worthy. You're worthy of the praise, the honor, and the glory, amen. All glory belongs to you. Hallelujah, my God, because we know that if it had not been for you this morning, hallelujah, we would not be able to come to this line at this appointed time. Amen. But because of your grace, your mercy, your multitude of loving kindness, you saw fit to bring us into being this morning. Hallelujah. You allowed the blood to run warm in our veins. You allowed us the activities of our limbs this morning. And for that, we just want to say thank you, God. Hallelujah. And then you clothed us in our right mind this morning. We had a mind to come and seek you early, God. Hallelujah, my God, to give you our first fruits of the day. Hallelujah, my God, hallelujah. We woke up, hallelujah, with our minds stayed on you, God. Hallelujah, to give you glory, honor, and praises, God. Hallelujah, because of who you are. Hallelujah, because you are our King of Kings, because you are our Lord of Lords, and you are everything, and God, you just mean everything to us, God. Hallelujah, my God, hallelujah, there is none like you. So we come to bless your name this morning, God. We come to bless you, hallelujah, at all times. Hallelujah, we come with praises on our lips this morning, God. Hallelujah, because you are our Jehovah Jireh. Hallelujah, my God, you just keep providing for us over and over again. Hallelujah, my God, hallelujah, and we thank you for that, God. Hallelujah, we thank you that you keep making ways out of no ways, God. You keep opening up doors, God, because you are that bridge over troubled waters, God. Hallelujah, because you are the great I am. Hallelujah, you are that wheel in the middle of the wheel. Hallelujah, glory to your name, God. Hallelujah, you are that stone that the builders rejected. Hallelujah, and we thank you, God. Hallelujah, that, oh, my God, the cornerstone, the chief cornerstone. Hallelujah, and we thank you for that today, God. Hallelujah, so we will bless you at all times, God. Hallelujah, we will lift your name on high. Hallelujah, my God, we will magnify you. Hallelujah, my God, we will make your praises known among the people, God. Hallelujah, so we just come to bless you this morning. Praise you and magnify your holy name, God. Hallelujah. We thank you, God. Hallelujah. That whatever we have petitioned you for, God. Hallelujah. It's already done. Hallelujah, my God, because we're walking by faith and not by sight. Hallelujah. We believe in the report of the Lord. Hallelujah. We will proclaim your good works on this morning. Hallelujah to your name, God. Oh, glory to your name, God. Lord, we give you the glory, honor, and praises this morning, God. We thank you, hallelujah, for being our King. Hallelujah, for being the great I am. Hallelujah, for being Emmanuel. Hallelujah, my God, when we think of your goodness and all that you do for us, God, all that you already have done, all that you're doing right now, God, hallelujah, and what you're going to do, God, hallelujah, we can't help but give you the praise, honor, and glory. We can't help but to give you the highest praise this morning. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we just come to bless your name this morning, God. We come to bless you, God, with every fiber of our being, with all that is within us, God. Hallelujah. We come to bless your holy name this morning. God, so we're thanking you right now, God. because we know that you inhabit our praises, God. You dwell in the praises of your people, God. Hallelujah to your name, God. It's like a sweet smelling savor to your nostrils, God. Hallelujah. So we come this morning, God. Hallelujah with the praises and the aroma. Hallelujah, my God. Hallelujah with that you will say, well done, your good and faithful servants. Hallelujah, my God, my God, my God. We didn't come to beg, God. We didn't come to ask you for anything, God. We just come to praise you this morning, God. Hallelujah, because you already know what we stand in need of even before we ask you. Hallelujah, you told us to call on you. When you will hear us and show us great and mighty things that we know not of. While we're calling, you've already answered our prayers, God. So we're thanking you in advance, God. We're praising you in the middle, God. Hallelujah, the situations and the circumstances, God. Hallelujah, so we thank you right now, God. We glorify you and magnify your holy name. Hallelujah, my God. To you be the glory. To you be the glory this morning, God. So we thank you right now, God. For each and every one that under the sound of my voice this morning, God, I thank you for them right now, God. I bless your name for them right now, God. We thanking and praising you always, always, God, with praises continually being on our lips, God. We will praise you and bless you, God. Hallelujah, my God, my God, my God, because there's none greater. Hallelujah, there's none greater. Hallelujah, my God, nobody greater, nobody greater, nobody greater than you, God. Hallelujah to your name, God. So we thank you right now, God, that as you dwell in our midst this morning, God, hallelujah, that you'll be pleased with our praise, God. Hallelujah, you'll be pleased with our worship, God. And then, God, you will come in, God, and you'll give us your word, God, your revelation, knowledge of your word, God. Hallelujah, you'll encourage our hearts this morning, God. Hallelujah to your name, God. Oh, my God, we will not leave this line the way we came on this morning, God. But we'll be lifted up. Hallelujah, we'll be encouraged this morning. Hallelujah, to know that we serve the great and mighty King. Hallelujah, the great and mighty King. Hallelujah, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. So we thank you right now, God. We thank you, God. We thank and we praise you this morning for all things great and small. Hallelujah, and we'll be ever so careful, God, to always give you the praise, and the praises will always be on our lips this morning. And we thank you right now, God. We thank you right now, God. Have your way. God, have your way this morning, God. Hallelujah. Have your way, God. I'm just your humble servant, God. Speak through me this morning, God. Give us what you want us to hear, God. Let us hear what the Spirit is saying to us this morning, God. Let it fall on good soil, God. Open up the deaf ears on this morning, God. Hallelujah. Soften the hearty hearts, God. I come against expectation, and hallelujah, my God, any spectators that's on the line, God. Hallelujah, my God. I ask right now, God, that their spirit will leave them right now, God, and they'll open up their hearts to receive, God, what it is that you're saying to us today. God, and I thank you and I praise you and I glorify you. You, hallelujah, who is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords on this day. And all these blessings I ask in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen and amen. God bless you. God bless each and every one of you that's under the sound of my voice this morning. Amen. And I just come, amen, to encourage hearts on this morning. Amen. I just come to be an encourager. Amen. On this morning, I just come, amen, praise God, to give you a word of encouragement. Amen. To help you to just go on. Amen. Praise God. No matter what it looks like. Amen. No matter what it looks like. I just come, amen, as an oracle of God. Amen. That God will get the glory. Amen. Praise God out of our lives on this day. Amen. And we'll leave this line being encouraged. Amen. With the word of God. Amen. So much is going on in our world. Amen. With the hurricanes. Amen. The presidential elections. Amen. And even the things that's going on in our own personal lives. Amen. And hallelujah. But on this day, amen, I just come to be the encourager. Amen. Praise God. I just come to be the mouthpiece of God. Amen. Praise God. And so I'm going to start out, amen, with the word, amen, this morning, which is a very powerful word. Amen. Praise God. I'm going to come to you from the 24th division of Psalms. Amen. Praise God. And I just want you, amen, to just get into the spirit realm, amen, and allow this word to just saturate you on this morning and just take over your being, amen. Praise God. So on the 24th division of Psalm, amen, I'm going to start reading at the 7th verse, amen, hallelujah. Matter of fact, I'm going to go up to the 6th verse. It said, this is a generation of them that seek him, that seek the face of Jacob, amen, Salah, hallelujah. So it says, lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, you everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. It says, who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Amen. Praise God. And so as I began to, this scripture, amen, the Psalms, amen, began to meditate, I began to meditate on this psalm, and I began to research it, amen. And this was a ritual that was done, amen, at the temple, amen. And the people was on the outside, and this is what they was chanting, amen, to the priest on the inside. And they were saying, lift up the gates, amen, hallelujah, and allow the King of glory to come in. And so the people called back out to them, who is your King of glory? And they would say, the Lord strong and mighty, hallelujah, mighty in battle. And so lift up the gates, hallelujah, hallelujah, and let him in, hallelujah. Hallelujah, said, lift up the voice, said, lift up your heads, O ye gates, and even lift them up, you everlasting doors, so that the King of glory shall come in. And they chanted this back and forth and back and forth. And so when they got through with this chanting, amen, the priests would lift up the gates, and the people would go in, hallelujah, and they would give God glory. The priests and the people would give God glory and praises, hallelujah. And so that's what the Spirit is saying to us, that they lift up your heads, O ye gates. Allow the King of glory to come in. Whatever have you bowed down, whatever is going on in your life, amen, whatever is going on around us, amen, let's lift up our heads, amen, to the King of glory. Hallelujah. Let's allow the King of glory to come in this morning. Amen. Praise God. And so we want to continue in that vein. Hallelujah. Giving God praises, amen. So we have lifted up the gates this morning. Hallelujah. Oh, my God, we have allowed the King of glory to come in on this land this morning. Hallelujah. And so we come to give him praises this morning. We come to glorify and magnify him this morning. Hallelujah. So we have allowed the King of glory to come in. Hallelujah. And have his way on this land. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because on this land this morning, hallelujah, we want the praises of the people. Hallelujah. God inhabits the praises of his people. Amen. So we want to just bless the Lord on this morning. Hallelujah. Psalm 67, 5 and 6 says, let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth, hallelujah, yield your herd increase. And God, even our God, hallelujah, shall bless us. Amen. So how many know that when we praise God, when we bless God, hallelujah, the word of God said, let the people praise me. Hallelujah. He inhabits, hallelujah, the praises of his people. Hallelujah. When praises go up, hallelujah, blessings come down. Hallelujah. When we praise God, we defeat the enemy. Hallelujah. Because we're letting the enemy know, no matter, hey, he's under your thought, no matter what it looks like, hallelujah, I'll be like David said in the 34th division of Psalm. Hallelujah. I will bless the Lord at all times. Hallelujah. And praises will continually be in my mouth. I will make a boast in the Lord. The humble will hear thereof and be glad. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So come on and magnify the Lord this morning. Magnify. Praise your way through. Hallelujah. Let the King of glory come in this morning. And let him, hallelujah, let our praises be like a sweet-smelling savor to his nostrils. Let his ears open up. Hallelujah. Let's just bless him this morning. Let's let him be glad that he woke us up this morning. Hallelujah. Gave us breath to breathe. Hallelujah. gave us the activities of our limbs. Hallelujah to your name. Nothing else matters at this very moment, at this appointed time. Hey, oh, I'm just trying to stay calm. Hallelujah. But when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he has done, all that he is doing and what he's going to do, my soul is crying out, hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah to your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. I just have to give you praises. I just have to glorify and magnify you. Nothing else matters this morning. It doesn't matter about my situation and my circumstances, because the word of God says, hallelujah to your name, God, that he will bless us. Hallelujah, my God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, my God, hallelujah, that when we praise him, hallelujah, and when we magnify him, hallelujah, when we bless his holy name, he said no good thing will he withhold from them, hallelujah, that's walking upright before him, hallelujah. So when we praise and magnify God, and when we make God our center, the center of our life, hallelujah, when we make God the center of our being, hallelujah, my God, my God, my God. He said we ought to praise him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise him in the city. Praise him in the field. Hallelujah. My God, we ought to bless him at all times. Hallelujah to your name, God. So we thank God on this morning for the praise. Hallelujah. I just come to encourage you. Hallelujah. That when you're going through your hard times, praise him. Hallelujah. When you're on the mountaintop, praise him. When you're in the valley, praise him. No matter what's going on, hallelujah. When the pain is in your body, praise him. And watch God change things. Watch things happen. Hallelujah. Watch things turn around. Hallelujah to your name, God. I'm a living witness that it will happen. Hallelujah. Because that is our weapon. Hallelujah. Our weapon is our praise. Our weapon is our glorifying and magnifying God. Hallelujah, my God. Magnify God above your situations. Hallelujah. Let's stop giving the enemy and our situations more glory than we give in God. Hallelujah, my God, because he says all things is going to work together for our good anyway. Hallelujah, my God. Hallelujah. He said we know, amen, praise God, what we stand in need of even before we ask him. Hallelujah. He is our provider. He is our Jehovah Jireh. Hallelujah. He is our Jehovah Rapha. He's the one that healeth us. Hallelujah. Of all manner of sicknesses and diseases. Hallelujah. My God. So we can stand on his promises. Hallelujah. All of his promises is yea and amen. Hallelujah. So that's the reason right there to give him the glory, honor, and praise. Hallelujah. He said, in his presence, in my, is the fullness of joy. Hallelujah. So let's begin dwelling in his presence. Let's begin dwelling in the secret place of the Most High. Hallelujah. We can pray about it. Hallelujah. Pray about your situation. Pray about your circumstances. Pray about the world. Hallelujah. Pray about the things that's going on in the world. Pray for those that have lost loved ones. Hallelujah. Pray for the nation. Hallelujah. Pray for the president. Hallelujah. This election. Pray for it. Pray about it and then let it go. Hallelujah, let's let it go. Let's not dwell in it. Hallelujah, let's dwell in the secret place of the Most High. Pray for our loved ones. Hallelujah. Pray for that husband. Pray for that wife. Pray for those wayward children. Hallelujah, and then let it go. Hallelujah, and begin to give God praises. And then praise God. Hallelujah, because you know it's already done. Because he said, hallelujah, my God, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but I'll deliver you out of them all. He said, this is the confidence that we have, that if we ask anything according to his will, hallelujah, and we know that he hears us, hallelujah, that we will have that which we have petitioned him for. Hallelujah. But he said, don't get weary while you're waiting. Hallelujah. Why are you waiting? Oh, my. Hey, glory to your name, God. While you're waiting, begin to praise God. While you're, while you're going through your storm, begin to praise God. Hallelujah, my God. Whatever the storm is, hallelujah, and whatever the outcome, hallelujah, my God. Hallelujah, we're going to begin, hallelujah, depend on we're going to trust the one that calms the storms. Hallelujah. We're going to trust God because God is in control of our lives. Hallelujah to your name, God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. So on this morning, we're going to go through this day. Hallelujah. Praising God. Hallelujah, blessing him with all that is within us. Hallelujah, my God. He said, hallelujah, Psalm 68:19, that blessed be the Lord who did daily loaded us with benefits, even the God of our salvation. So God got some benefits for us today. Hallelujah. He's going to load us with his benefits on today. Hallelujah, my God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. We don't know, hallelujah, what God is going to do, hallelujah, in our lives today, hallelujah. But whatever he's going to do, it's going to be a benefit, hallelujah, my God. So we are walking in benefits, hallelujah. You see, our anticipation, hallelujah, my God, our expectation and our anticipation bring on manifestation, hallelujah. So go through this day expecting God, hallelujah, to do great and mighty things, hallelujah, my God, hallelujah. Oh, my God, expect God to do a miracle on today, hallelujah. And why you and we're in expectation, hallelujah, my God, hallelujah. Hallelujah, praise God for his manifestation, hallelujah. It's going to manifest, he said, because no good thing would he withhold from us. Hallelujah, my God, hallelujah, my God, my God. He said, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but he's going to deliver us out of them all. Hallelujah, my God. He's saying these is but light afflictions that don't compare to the glory. Hallelujah, that's going to be revealed in it. Hallelujah. So know that God is going to get the glory out of it. So that's why we have a reason and we have a right, amen, to praise God. Hallelujah. That's why we can bless the Lord at all times. Hallelujah. Amen, hallelujah, and that's why praises can continually be on our lips, amen. The 92nd division of Psalms in the first verse says, it is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto the name of the Most High. Hallelujah, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night. Hallelujah. See, God is showing us his loving kindness, amen. This morning, God said, hallelujah, dwell in his loving kindness. Thank God. Hallelujah. Let's go through this day thanking and praising God. Hallelujah for the great and the mighty things. Hallelujah for his multitude of loving kindness that he has shown towards us no matter what. Hallelujah. No matter what it looks like. Hallelujah. My God. My God. Hallelujah. Because, see, he said, well, don't get weary. He said, hallelujah, because we got a due season coming. Hallelujah. We got a due season coming. He is not slack concerning his promises. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If he said it in his word, it shall come to pass. Hallelujah. So the way that we know that God's manifestation is going to happen in our lives, hallelujah, the way that we show, hallelujah, God, that we believe him, hallelujah, that we believe every word of God is true and the enemy is a liar. Hallelujah. He is the father of lies. He is a deceiver. Amen. So we're not going to dwell on what's going on around us. Hallelujah. Because we know that it's all working together for our good, no matter what it looks like. Hallelujah. So we're going to let go and let God. And while we're letting go and while we're letting God, we're going to bless the Lord on this morning. Hallelujah. We're going to allow praises to continually be in our mouth. Amen. Because he said he's faithful. Amen. And every night. So in other words, whatever he's done during the day, hallelujah, he woke us up with his multitude of loving kindness. See, this morning he was love, he was, oh my God, he woke us up with his finger of love. Amen. And because we woke up with the blood yet running warm in our veins, with the opportunity, see, we were created to praise God. We were created to give God glory. We were created, hallelujah, my God, my God. For his glory, for God's glory. And how do we show forth God's glory? By magnifying him, by glorifying him. Hallelujah. No matter what, that is our first, amen, the first thing we need to do. Hallelujah. That's what we owe God. We owe God our praises. We owe God, hallelujah, God, because of who you are, I give you the glory. I give you the glory, God. Hallelujah. I can't say it enough. Give God the glory, not your situation, not your circumstances, not whatever is going on in this world. Hallelujah, because God is in control. Hallelujah, he's in control of all the things that's going on in this world, everything that's going on in this world, the election, the hurricane. Hallelujah. But he said in his word that all things is working together for the good. Hallelujah. And see, this is the confidence that we have, that no matter what's going on in this world, no matter what's going on in our lives, hallelujah, it won't come nigh us. Hallelujah. Don't look at no weapon formed against us will prosper. Don't look at the weapons that's being formed against us. That's a trick of the enemy to get our focus off of the blessings of the Lord. Hallelujah, my God, the loving kindness that he showed towards us. Amen. The fact that we woke up, amen, hallelujah, in our right mind this morning. Some of us may have some pain going on, but it's okay because we know the healer on this morning. We know Jehovah Rapha, the one that healeth us. And we know that this is but a light affliction, and it's only for a moment. And it's not going to compare to the glory that's going to be revealed in it. Hallelujah. So on this morning, I just come to encourage the hearts and the minds of the people. Amen. I just come to let you know, amen, that God is able to do exceeding and abundantly above what we can ask and above what we can think. Hallelujah. To your name, God. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Hallelujah. The 100th division of Psalm. Hallelujah says, hallelujah, my God, my God, my God. See, I'm excited this morning. I don't know about you, but I woke up with expectation and excitement this morning. Amen. And I tell you, this was just praises was just ringing in my heart. Amen. And I began to go to the Lord and say, God, what is it that you want me to tell your people? Hallelujah. What is it that you want me to share with your people, God? Hallelujah. And he said, tell them to make a joyful noise. Hallelujah. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. All ye land. Hallelujah. He said, serve the Lord with gladness. Hallelujah. He wants us to be glad about serving him. Hallelujah. My God. Hallelujah. He wants the people our life to so shine before the men and women and boys and girls that we come in contact with. Hallelujah. My God. Hallelujah. He said he wants us to come before him this morning, his presence with singing. Amen. You need to, hallelujah, let's get a song in our heart this morning. Let's ask God for the song that he wants to ring down on the inside of us this morning. Amen. And let's just begin to sing praises to God all day. Hallelujah. Let's just begin to bless him all day long and watch how your day go. Hallelujah. And watch how things just begin to look different to you. Hallelujah. Watch how you begin to look at your situations and your circumstances differently. Watch the glory of the Lord come up on you. Hallelujah. Watch men, women, boys, and girls begin to see that glory, begin to see that glow. Amen. And they're recognizing that there's something different about you today. What's going on with you today? Hallelujah. You got a glow. You got a joy. Amen. You got a smile. Amen. Because we got to know, amen, the third verse said, know ye that the Lord, he is God. And it's he that has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Hallelujah. In other words, hallelujah, we are his sheep. Amen. We are the sheep of his pasture. So he's going to take care of whatever our situation is going on. He is going to shepherd over us. He's going to lead us. He's going to make sure that everything, all of our needs is supplied. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. My God, because he is our supplier this morning. And then there go those gates again. He said, enter into his gates with thanksgiving. Hallelujah. We have gotten up this morning. Amen. And we have entered into the gates this morning. Hallelujah. The gates have been flung open this morning. Hallelujah. With his multitude of loving kindness. He has opened up the gates of heaven this morning. The gates of heaven is opened up on our behalf this morning. Hallelujah, my God. And hallelujah, hallelujah, when the praises go up, the blessings come down. So the gates of heaven is open on our behalf for us to praise God like we have never praised him before, for us to give thanks unto him like we have never done before, for our faith to be elevated like never before. Hallelujah. And he said his gates, hallelujah, my God. Ah, my. If you give, hallelujah, my God. If you give him the praise and be thankful unto him and bless his name, hallelujah, and know that the fifth verse says, for the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Amen. So the word of God is true. Amen. Hallelujah. The word of God is true. Amen. And so we have to stand on the word of God. Amen. We got to know that God is God in our life. And he is the head of our life. Amen. And he said no good thing is he going to withhold from us. Hallelujah. No good thing would he withhold from us because we love him. Amen. Hallelujah. We love the Lord with all of our heart, all of our soul. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we're going to continue to bless him. Amen. We're going to continue to magnify him. We're going to let the enemy know, hallelujah, that the joy of the Lord is our strength. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we're going to rejoice in the Lord. Hallelujah. And we're going to always give him praise. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I just want to, amen, praise God, read this next verse. Amen. Philippians 4 and 8. Amen. It said, finally, hallelujah, finally, my brethren, whatsoever things are true, and we know the word of God is true. Hallelujah. We know that the word of God is true, and whatever he's promised us, whatever he has said, and his word is true. Hallelujah to your name, God. Hallelujah to your name, God. Oh, glory to your name. He said, whatsoever things are honest. Hallelujah. My God. So we don't have to worry about the deceivers. Amen. The enemy that's trying to deceive us, the distractions that's coming before us. Amen. Praise God. We don't have to worry about those things. Amen. Because we're going to, hallelujah, set our affections on the things that are above and not beneath. Hallelujah. It says, hallelujah, whatsoever things are just. Amen. So when we think about, hallelujah, being, hallelujah, mistreated, and hallelujah, maybe on some of our jobs, amen, praise God, we're not being treated the way that we know we ought to, but we know that the battle is not ours. Amen. It's the Lord. We know that we have turned that thing over to God. Hallelujah. So whatever is just, and we know the Lord says, hallelujah, vengeance is mine. I shall repay. Hallelujah. He said he'll make our enemies be our footstool. Hallelujah. My God, my God. So we can think on the just thing. We can think on the fact that God is going to, oh, my God. Hallelujah. God is going to straighten it out. Hallelujah. He is our avenger. Amen. He is going to, hallelujah, turn it around. Hallelujah. Glory to the name, God. Hallelujah. Whatsoever things are pure. Amen. So we can't be deceived, amen, by the trickeries, amen, of the enemy that making things appear that they're right. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. But we're going to think on those things that are pure. Amen. When I think of purity, amen, I think of the creation. Amen. When I think of the purity, I think of the birds. They're pure. Amen. Hallelujah. When I think of the trees, amen, we're in our fall season, and the trees, the leaves are turning. Amen. Those are the pure things. Those are the things of God. Amen. Those are the things. When I think of the pure things, those are things that the Creator has created. Amen. And I love that. I love God's creation. Amen. Praise God. And I love looking at the beauty of God. I love looking at the trees. I love looking at the birds. I love looking at the water. Amen. I've been to many places and looking at the mountains. And, oh, my God, it's just awe. You know, I love the sunrise and the sunset. Amen. Praise God. And these are the things that are pure. These are the things that have been made of God. Amen. And not man. Hallelujah. And so I think on these things a lot. Amen. I'm a naturalist. Amen. And I think of God's nature. Amen. Praise God. And I just get such a connection. Amen. With God through that. Amen. And so this verse, this chapter, this verse is saying, amen, think on those things. Whatsoever is lovely. Amen. Whatsoever things are of a good report. Amen. Praise God. So we have to believe the report of the Lord. Amen. We have to believe that no matter what the doctors say, God has the last say so. Amen. No matter what's going on around us, you know, hallelujah, we have to believe, we have to think on those things of the good report. Amen. Whose report will you believe? Amen. Whose report are you going to believe? Are you going to believe the doctor's report? Are you going to believe the report that you hear on the news? Amen. Praise God. Are you going to get distressed about all of that? No, we're going to pray about it. Amen. We're going to pray and ask God that his will be done. Amen. Praise God in all these situations, everything that's going on around us. Amen. He said, if you keep your mind stayed on me, I'll keep you in that perfect peace. Amen. And that's where we get our peace from, by keeping our mind.